So as the Torah describes the conversation between Hashem and Moshe at the burning bush, so Moshe finally makes an argument why he can't go and speak to Paro. He says, "Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. B'nei Yisrael, who I came for their benefit, to bring them a message of geula and of redemption and of freedom, and they didn't listen to me. Eich yishma'eini Paro. How in the world is Paro going to listen to me? Paro, this is against his will. This is something that's not for his benefit. It's his detriment. Certainly he's not going to listen. Vani aral sfasai. But anyways, I don't really speak well. I have this impediment." And Rashi points out, ze'echan me'asara kal v'chomer shevator. This is one of 10 instances which you find the idea of a kal v'chomer in the Torah itself, in which Moshe says, B'nai Yisrael, to whom it's to their benefit, they don't listen. So certainly, Paro, to whom it's his detriment, there's no way that he's going to listen to me. So says Rashi. So the Moral points out that many ask on this Kal V'Chomer, and anyone who's learned in the yeshivas know that when you bring a Kal V'Chomer, there's such a thing called a Pircha. You can ask a question that the items don't quite line up necessarily in a way. So for example, the classic example of a Kal V'Chomer, one in Halacha and one in just general terms. In Halacha, we know that Hilchos Yontif is more lenient than Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Yontif, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to carry. So if I could bring an example of a halacha in Yontif that's forbidden, I would say if this is asur even in Yontif, which is more lenient, certainly in Shabbos it would be forbidden. Or if a person were to say, and I could say this because it's certainly not true by anybody here, but just stereotypically, if a person would say, my in-laws invited me for Pesach to spend Yontif with them, to go away with that, I can't manage a Shabbos with my in-laws. I should go away for an entire Yontif. I can't, Kal V'Chomer, there's no way. I can't manage a day. There's no way. So you could say, but I have a pircha, I have a kasha on your Kal V'Chomer. Because when you go there for Shabbos, you're going to their house. It's small, it's cramped, you're on top of each other. Pesach, they want to take you to a villa, you're going to Florida, you're going to Arizona, there'll be a lot of space. You changed the circumstances. You can't bring that Kal V'Chomer anymore because it doesn't quite line up the circumstances. So the Moral says, everybody asks on Moshe, why didn't Klal Yisrael listen? Moshe comes with a language of redemption and nobody listens. Why not? Pasuk says, two psukim earlier than this, V'lo shamu al Moshe mikotzer ruach, because they're enslaved and they're working so hard. They're so out of breath, literally, they can't even hear such a message. So Moshe, what kind of Kal V'Chomer is that? Klal Yisrael doesn't listen to you because they can't hear. Paro doesn't have that problem. So how could you say that Paro is not going to listen? That's the question asked by many that the Maral addresses. He brings two answers, which are insightful in both of their approaches, two totally different approaches. One approach, he says, is that's why Moshe adds at the end, Va'ani aral svasayim, meaning to say, why did Klal Yisrael not listen? Because they couldn't hear the message. Even though it was for their benefit, they couldn't hear. Why couldn't they hear? They couldn't hear because they were overworked. Paro also couldn't hear the message. Why couldn't Paro hear the message? Because the person speaking wasn't speaking clearly, wasn't speaking eloquently, had a stutter, had a speech impediment. So both of them had reasons why they had trouble hearing. And the way that a message is conveyed has a big impact on the way that we hear it. Somebody who speaks very well, whatever they say sounds better. Like when you listen to somebody with an English accent, you don't know what they're saying, but it's like, it sounds so smart because the way that it's being presented sounds smart. Somebody could be saying really intelligent things, but they don't speak well. It doesn't sound, it's harder to hear. So Moshe is saying it's equal. On the one hand, Klal Yisrael can't hear me because they're overworked. Paro can't hear me because I don't speak well. And then I have a Kal V'Chomer, but Klal Yisrael should want to pay attention because it's redemption, and they're not. So certainly Paro won't, but it's even otherwise because the way the message is being conveyed is equal. That's one approach. The second approach that he says is describing two different types of Kal V'Chomer. One is in Hilchos Torah, when the Torah has a halacha like Yontif or of Shabbos. So if you could find a reason why they don't line up, you could say you can't learn it. But this is an argument that Moshe is making miseichel. It's an argument he's making, a logical argument. He's simply saying, listen, if Klal Yisrael's not going to listen to me, then why should Paro? It doesn't line up. There are other factors involved. So this is true. Moshe, in his mind, put it all together and said, Klal Yisrael, overworked, but for their benefit, is still better than Paro, who's not overworked, but it's his detriment. And when you put them all in an argument where people are using their own mindset to evaluate and weigh arguments, so everybody sees things differently. And so it's true, there are more things lined up on Klal Yisrael's side. They were overworked, and it was to their benefit. Paro only was to his detriment. When you make arguments that are not based on Hilchos Torah, So then you just, each person has a shikul hadas. They have their own evaluation of what it is. Moshe felt, certainly if Klal Yisrael doesn't listen, with all of that, Paro won't. And that insight, that idea, that when you're learning in halacha, things are crystal clear, this is how it goes. In people's arguments, you can't argue like, I value this more than you value it. Okay, so that's why we see things differently. You took all the things into equation and saw it like this. I took all these things into equation and I saw it like this. Who's right, who's wrong? There's no right or wrong because we're evaluating and putting values and weights on arguments that are not, there's no objective measure. That's why we often see things differently. That's why we get into various arguments. And the insight as to the fact that Moshe sees this as a kol v'chomer in his mind is that insight into how we evaluate. And when we get into these arguments, you can't put numbers on the values of the different sides of the equation. That's why different people, two people in a room, will have three different opinions as to how to evaluate. But Moshe saw that as a kol v'chomer, and the Chumash agrees in quoting it to us.